Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Adams has arrived at the federal courthouse this morning, where he's expected to be arraigned this afternoon on federal corruption charges. Our Mary Lynn Buckley outside the courthouse.
It is a media frenzy outside of federal court with tons of media awaiting to see if Mayor Adams and his lawyers have anything to say after his arraignment. That's scheduled for noon. Now, when Mayor Adams arrived here, he gave a thumbs up to all of us in the media. He didn't say a word. He walked straight into federal court. But that thumbs up, a clear indication that he is feeling confident. Security also really ramping up out here. We're seeing NYPD counterterrorism unit, federal police, New York State police. And also we're told that reporters have not yet been let inside of the courtroom. We do still know that the arraignment, it's looking like it's on track for noon. Mayor Adams has standed by his statement saying he is not planning on resigning anytime soon. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
Meantime, there's been another search at the offices of a high-ranking New York City official. Sources tell 1010 Winds that this time, City Department of Investigation searched the Long Island City, Queens offices of New York City Sheriff Anthony Miranda. After Miranda himself learned of unverified cash being held there and reported it to his supervisors. That search comes just days after the DOI began investigating the sheriff's office under Miranda's leadership for the alleged improper seizing of cash during the recent crackdown on unlicensed pot shops in New York City. The DOI confirmed the investigation but says it won't be commenting further, and there's been no comment from the sheriff's office. Boar's Head continues to face scrutiny in the wake of the listeria outbreak tied to its plant in Virginia. The USDA announced this morning investigations have been launched at each of the company's processing plants across the country. At least 10 deaths have been blamed on the listeria outbreak, including two here in New York, along with dozens of hospitalizations. There's been no comment on the investigations from Boar's Head, which says it does not issue statements on pending legal matters. A man is under arrest for allegedly impersonating a police officer in Southampton, Long Island. Investigators say 56-year-old Brian Garcia claimed to be an employee of the Suffolk PD after he got pulled over yesterday, and he gave officers a phony badge and ID card in an attempt to prove it. But it wasn't long before officers realized that Garcia was a fake and put him in a very real pair of handcuffs. Along with criminal impersonation, he's charged with possession of a forged instrument. The NYPD is asking for the public's help tracking down a man who's wanted for a shooting in St. Albans, Queens. Investigators say the suspect fired several shots last week on 197th Street and 118th Avenue, hitting a 21-year-old man in the back. Fortunately, he survived and was hospitalized in stable condition. As for the suspect, he was last seen making a run for it toward Linden Boulevard. You can see a photo of him at 1010winds.com, and if you know who he is, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Arguments began in a Manhattan courtroom today in a case aimed at restarting the controversial congestion pricing plan.
Rallying outside the courthouse, Julie Tai, president of the New York League of Conservation Voters, fired up the crowd.
Do we want less traffic?
Yes!
Do we want less cleaner air?
Yes!
And city controller Brad Lander says this week's UN gridlock tells us something.
If there is a week in New York City when you can clearly see the need for better mass transit, it is this week.
Various groups have filed two suits against the governor, one claiming she's violating environmental laws, the other saying she doesn't have the authority to prevent the law from taking place. The governor's office says they can't comment on litigation. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Foley Square.
More than 50 dogs and puppies rescued from puppy mills across the Midwest arrived this morning at North Shore Animal League in Port Washington, Long Island. North Shore Senior Rescue Manager Carlos Scaramuzzo tells 1010 Winds the first step for these pooches will be teaching them that most humans are their friends.
I wish they understood that they are going to someplace really good and that this is going to be a good thing because a lot of them are scared. It's definitely rewarding that these people open up their homes and hearts to these dogs.
The rescues include Yorkshire Terriers, Poodles, Schnauzers, Cocker Spaniels, Dachshunds, Doodle Mixes, and Labradors, all of varying ages. If you're interested in making a new best friend, Scaramuzzo invites you to follow the North Shore Animal League on social media over the coming weeks to learn when the dogs become available for adoption. The biggest event at the home of the Mets this week won't be played on the field. The annual New York Bagel Fest, called the country's most anticipated bagel event, will happen tomorrow inside the Piazza Club at Citi Field. It'll feature tastings, competitions, and panel discussions, along with bagels and spreads from a lineup of 50 bakers. Doors open at 10 a.m.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.